بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the belief in Imam As by the Shias. We know that the 12 Shias believe that Imam As, Imam Mahdi Jalallah, is living in the major occultation. Now, what is the benefit and what is the use of the hidden Imam for the Shias? How can he solve their problems? How can he be gate through spirituality, salvation, and prosperity, both in this world and the other world? This is a major question, Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, our brothers and sisters should know that the occultation, the major and the minor occultation of Imam As ar-Rahman al-Fida was a divinely kind of decision made by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hikmah or the wisdom behind is this occultation or ghaibah is this that unfortunately all the forefathers of the Imam, we know that all of them were murdered and killed by the evil rulers of their times, including, let's say, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, and the rest of the Imams, all of them either poisoned or killed or murdered by the evil rulers of their times. So in order to protect the last Imam, the last savior, against the enemies of this Imam, maybe Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send him in ghaiba and his occultation started. So it was due to the people, the occultation. That is why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to protect him. Imam Zaman himself did not want to, for example, go to the occultation. It was because of the misbehavior of the people, let's say. It is because of the threats against this Imam he went to his occultation. We should know this. And also we should know that this is a divine decision. If you believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you believe in the principle of Imamah and wilaya of Imam al-Asr wa al-Fida, then of course we understand that it is a kind of true decision. That's which right. Is made by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the benefits of the ghaibah of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, as it is mentioned in by the Muslim, by the Shia theologians, one of the very nice examples that is given by some of the great Shia scholars is this, that they say that when the moon is in behind, for example, the clouds, or when the sun is behind the clouds, we cannot say that this sun is of no use for the people. This sun or this moon which is behind the cloud, still it is useful, still its light is useful. The presence of, for example, the sun and the moon, even behind the clouds, is again useful and helpful. That's why they say that, some of the scholars say that ghaibah of the Imam al-Asr is like the sun which is behind, for example, the cloud.
Yes.
Which is still useful, because first of all, we know that all our deeds that we do in our daily lives, all of them are sent to Imam al-Asr ar-Rahman al-Fida. Then Imam al-Asr ar-Rahman al-Fida make dua and pray for us. And then, of course, when we, as a Shia, when we believe that Imam Zaman والسلام, will see, will witness our deeds,
yes,
we would be more careful, would be cautious.
Okay.
It help us to be a better Muslim, a better mu'min.
Yes.
It will help us to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm, because we know that Imam is present.
Yes.
And we are in the presence of our Imam.
Now, what is the difference in this case that you're talking about between Imam as and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
So
because Allah is also controlling what is present.
Of course, yes. Allah is also present. Imam is also present.
Okay.
But Allah is, Imam is the representative of Almighty, mm-hmm, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, for example, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not directly interfere to, let's say, the daily affairs of us. But that's why he sent the prophets, the imams.
Yes.
Because of what? Because says that on the day of the Qiyamah, you should not say that, okay, we didn't have any example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, humanly example.
Okay.
That's why he sent the prophet, say that, okay, look at this prophet. Prophet is exactly like you, a human being, as the prophet says that ana basharun mithlukum. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the vicegerents, the representatives, the Imam and the Prophet among us to make us understand this, that of course we can live a true life like these people. Look at these people, okay?
Yes.
So that's why Imam, one of the role of an Imam is this, that his life is like an exemplary life,
yes,
for the people to follow. And on the day of judgment, we cannot say that, okay, we couldn't follow the rulings. We couldn't follow, for example, divinely orders because we were human being,
mm,
and
yes,
there were no any other example.
That's
why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us the angels, mm-hmm, because angels are different.
Yes.
You know, that's why he sent us the prophet and the imam, who are exactly like, mm-hmm, us. So that's why the benefit of the imam and prophets in our life is this, that we compare ourselves sometimes to them.
Yes.
We say that if it is possible for,
okay,
the imams, how is it mm-hmm, not possible for us? And the other benefit is that we are always hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us hope that Imam is there and one day he will reappear,
mm-hmm,
and he will fulfill the whole world with the, mm-hmm, justice, and he will fight against the oppression, against,
yes,
the mischievous kind of rulers and, let's say, kings of Saladin and Umara.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring back the prosperity, happiness, you know.
Yes.
The pure Islamic civilization will be established, mm-hmm, by him.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Doesn't this concept make a kind of false hope or the fake hope in the people that, okay, one day a person will reappear, he will establish justice in the world? So what is the use of, for example, the Muslims doing goodness or, mm-hmm, to each other? So one day the earth, as it is promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be filled with justice, with adala, with, mm-hmm, prosperity and salvation. Mm-hmm. So why at all, for example, having a hope?
So first of all, we have our duties, you know, at, mm-hmm, the time of ghaibah, at the time of occultation, we have to perform our prayers, we have to perform fasting, we have to pay, for example, zakat, khums, we have to perform hajj, you know, we have to do amr ma'ruf, nahi an munkar, we have to follow tawalli and tabarri, we have to do all of these religious duties that we have. No one say that at the time of ghaibah you should not do anything and just wait for the Imam Zaman ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. No, it's not true, okay? So we have our duties, we have to fulfill, let's say, our all religious duties. But of course, at the same time, we should know that since the time of dhuhur, the time of reappearance of the Imam is not known. You know, we do not know whether Imam will reappear tomorrow, next year, next century, mm-hmm, thousands of years later. We do not know. So it is highly possible that every moment it could happen. That's why every one of us should be always ready.
Yes.
If we want to be ready, so of course we should be a very good Muslim, a very good mu'min.
Yes.
And we should perform our religious duty in the highest way possible, mm-hmm, for us.
Yes.
That's why it helps us to be far more better Muslims.
Sorry, in today's world, the people talk about practicality and applicability of a theory over an idea. So if you cannot experience it or experiment it in a true way in an objective form, so the abstract concepts will not be of help or use to you. Is the concept of Imam as such a thing for the Shias now? They cannot apply it in their daily lives, practically speaking?
You know, practically talking, you know that, as I told you, if you know that you are in the presence of the holy Imam, practically it helps you to be a better Muslim. If you're always hopeful that there is the last Savior, he is always watchful over you, and he is taking care of you, and he is making dua for you, so it gives you better hope. And for example, if you always rely on that, let's say, divine and heavenly, let's say, source, which is Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, so of course it gives you strengthness, it gives you more strong hearts. It helps you to decide better decisions. So that's why I think practically the ghaiba of Imam Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, because ghaiba does not mean that he does not see us. We cannot see him, but he sees us, you know. And also there are lots of cases in scholars and ulama, it is lots of stories and lots of sometimes even trustable, authentic kind of narrations from the great scholars that they have seen. They visited Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have seen the blessings of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam's attention in their lives, so they are mentioned. And still, I think practically, it's not something very much abstract, something very much theoretically, which practically cannot help us. No, I don't think so. Yeah, it practically helps us a lot.
That's right. Because some people condemn the Shias that you believe in a hidden Imam, and this hidden Imam is because is your last hope on earth. So this kind of last hope maybe make you lazy or laggish in doing your religious duties, because finally you have a kind of hope that one day a person will come, will save everyone from the mistakes and the sins. So this type of waiting or awaiting or intezar is not truly working for you.
So it's a kind of misunderstanding, you know, because it doesn't mean that we do not have any duty. We should not pave the ground for the zuhur, and we should not fulfill our religious duties. It doesn't mean that. Awaiting the holy Imam does not mean that you just sit down and do not do anything. And just wait for the Imam. No, you have to fulfill your own religious duties at the time of ghaiba.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to perform all the wajib things, wajibat, muharramat, mustahabat, all those things should be performed. Yeah, it is your responsibility. But of course, the final happiness, or let's say the final prosperity or perfection that we are seeking in this world will be fulfilled, will be established by the Imam. It is out of our power, or let's say ability.
That's all right. Okay. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن حسين وحسن.